Family Chat se enteró del $5 McChicken Meal Deal, del $5 McDouble Meal Deal y del nuevo $6 Daily Double Meal Deal. Todos con papitas y bebida pequeña más McNuggets de 4 piezas. ¡Wow! ¡Qué banquete! Por tiempo limitado, precios y participación pueden variar. No es válido para McDelivery.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
If you're feeling anxious, stressed, or lonely in these difficult COVID times, call Cal Hope at 1-833-317-HOPE to talk to someone who can help. That's 1-833-317-4673. Hope will persevere.
Hey everyone, it's Michelle Williams, and I love being able to share my story with you on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, where my guests and I, we get real as we share the ups and downs of our mental health journeys, and I'd love for you to join me. Hey, it's going to be your church and your turn up. So listen to Checking In with Michelle Williams every Tuesday, a part of the Black Effect on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, thanks for downloading this podcast. If you want to listen live, be sure to download the iHeartRadio app and search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Thanks for listening and enjoy the show.
You're listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Happy Tuesday here on Fantasy Sports Today. Craig Mish, Joe Pizzapia back in the house as we recap Monday Night Football. We give our first round grades to players that you may have taken in fantasy football and also take a look ahead to the college football week. And of course, we're off and running on a Tuesday as Fantasy Sports Today starts now.
Fantasy Sports Today.
Toward the end zone, it is caught. Seattle's going to the Super Bowl.
Fires up the middle, passes caught by Owens. Owens made the catch.
Pass is caught. Diggs, sideline, touchdown. Unbelievable. Toss to White. He's in. Patriots win the Super Bowl.
And welcome in. This is Fantasy Sports Today. Craig Mish along with Joe Pizzapia with you here on FNTSY Radio. Sean Guastamacchi is always producing this show. Joe and I here. 12 to 2 Eastern, talking fantasy football, baseball, basketball, Florida man, whatever's going on in sports or in the world, we certainly touch on it. You can follow Joe on Twitter at Joe Pizzapia 17. You can follow me on Twitter at Craig Mish. And you can follow us on Twitter at FNTSY Radio. Make sure you like and subscribe to this show and get it sent to you every single day, just like you have been. If you're listening to us, then you know on Tuesdays, we always start off with a recap of the Monday night football game, as Tuesday's usually a day off for most NFL teams, except for the teams that play on Thursday. And yesterday on the show, we talked about how great the Thursday night game was with the Raiders and Chargers, how great the game was between the Vikings and Cowboys. And we made it. We got the trifecta of night primetime games, the best Monday night football game of the year. It was not particularly close. It had you on the edge of your seat. I got more texts during that game than any other game, I think, all season long, which means a lot of people were really into that game, Joe. And it really provided a lot of fireworks. It was an exciting finish. Good for fantasy until the end. There's an injury there, which we'll get to. Good for fantasy throughout the game and great for the NFL, great for reality. I was very entertained.
This was like three games in one. I really enjoyed this because the first part of this game, especially the first quarter, the Seahawks had the ball for 3 minutes cumulative. Like, it was insane. They came out there. They had 2 3-and-outs. That was it. And San Francisco just dominated, and it was 10-0. And you're like, wow, this could be a long night. Then Seattle, you know, scratched back in and did score that touchdown there. You had some amazing moments there too, where DK Metcalf was moving the ball forward and then turned and then got the ball stripped from him right as he was coming to the end zone. And had he not tried so hard to make the extra move or whatever it is, or been able to maintain possession, this game would not have gone to overtime. But it was fun to watch. You saw all the things you wanted to out of the defense of the 49ers. You saw Nick Bosa continue to be an absolute monster. You saw Jadeveon Clowney on the other side kind of get motivated.
That was a miracle.
It was unbelievable. I couldn't believe what I was seeing.
I mean, that guy's done nothing all year.
Oh, my God. It was terrific to watch. And I'll tell you what, Ben, you know, these are two teams that I feel like the Seattle Seahawks defense showed up because they kept hearing all week how great the San Francisco defense was. And I love when that stuff happens. I'm a big fan of those kind of moments. Puna Ford is my favorite new player in the NFL. He is 5'11", 3'11". So just picture that in your mind. He's basically a circle. Do you understand that, folks?
Yeah.
He is basically a circle. He is so fun to watch in the middle because he's not a big guy. He's like tall, but he's a big man. And, I'll tell you what, Russell Wilson, I kept saying this, if he goes out there and finds a way to win this football game against this defense on the road, this is another notch in his belt and that MVP resume. And I was impressed. I want to know what you think about this because I found Jimmy Garoppolo to be, once again, less than thrilling. Once again, protect the football, Jimmy. I know they sacked him five times. I get that. But I found them to be incredibly predictable. If it's not a slant, Jimmy Garoppolo can't complete it. Is it just me? Or basically, if you can drop a linebacker in coverage or bring up a safety who's good in coverage, why can't you just stop this offense altogether? Because all Jimmy Garoppolo can do is throw slants over the middle. That's it.
How about this? I have the opposite take. I'm not worried at all about.
I've been watching it all year. That's all he does.
Yeah, I think they'll be fine. They do not have uber talented receivers there. Kittle. I mean, that's a huge loss, Joe. Like,
it is. And Sanders too. He got hurt also.
I'm just saying, like, look, no team, unless you're the Patriots or the Dolphins of 72, nobody's going undefeated. It was a bad spot for San Francisco. Their best offensive player. Let me say it again. Their best offensive player was not on the field.
Correct.
They were up 10-0. It looked like the game script was playing itself out. And look, a guy missed a field goal. Like, I just am not concerned at all. I think San Francisco ends up going 13-3, 14-2. Seattle got him. You tip your cap to the Seahawks. They made plays when they had to be made. But I got to say, I take this as a coin flip game in the end, not for the spread. It was very clear Seattle deserved the cover. That I get. But beyond that, it was a coin flip finish, which a lot of the games in the NFL are. It had excitement. It had drama. And I think the 49ers go back to rolling over teams again. And obviously, Kittle is a monster loss because you're right. Jimmy G is not going to be Wilson. He's not going to be Lamar Jackson. He's not going to be Brady.
You saw all the reasons why the Patriots drafted him. And then I think in that game, you saw all the reasons.
But Joe, he's better than 14 other quarterbacks in the NFL.
Right.
You can't. He is. Listen.
Yes. Okay. He's doing better than 14 of the quarterbacks right now in the NFL, considering.
Oh, that may change next year. Yeah. But again, this is it is a quarterback league without quarterbacks in the NFL. There are the reason why all these teams are terrible is because there aren't quarterbacks on these teams. It seems easy when you're looking at Wilson versus Garoppolo in a Monday night game. It's obvious.
I'm not hot taking that. I get that. I'm judging Jimmy on what I've seen all year, not just this game. This is just my feeling is you see all the reasons why the Pats drafted him and all the reasons why Belichick was like, you know what? We can.
I disagree. I think you're way too hard on him.
Done yet, but I think
you're way too hard, man.
It seems like all they do all year. I also think they abandoned the run too soon in that game. They got down a little bit, but they didn't get down a lot. In the third quarter, I did not understand why they just did not get back to running the football more. It was very strange because I feel like that's who they are. You take away your pieces, it's very difficult. But this is all year, even with Kittle healthy, they don't really challenge the ball downfield. And that's maybe not the Shanahan offense, but my biggest problem with Garoppolo is the turnovers. The turnovers are an issue. He's turning the ball over a couple times a game, whether it be fumbles, whether it be picks. And you can go back in the game log. I'm not making this up. I mean, him and Baker Mayfield, the top in terms of turnovers this year.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's a big problem.
I know, but look, you don't like, I mean, a quick exercise in futility. Okay. And again, we may see things differently, but let's just briefly just run through this just so I can make my point. And maybe I'm wrong. Maybe,
I think you've made your point and I don't disagree with your point.
Do you like Josh Allen more than you like Garoppolo? Okay.
Yes. I think Josh Allen is basically Cam Newton now.
Okay. That's fine. You definitely don't like anyone in the Dolphins and you don't like Darnold. You made that clear. Okay.
So I don't like Darnold. No,
you like Jimmy G over those two. So that's two.
I like Jimmy G over those.
Whoever's on the Broncos, you like Jimmy G better than, and whoever's on the Bengals, you like Jimmy G better than. And I
this
would
year,
assume,
yes. When Joe Burrow's there next year, no.
And assume that you like him more than Mason Rudolph. And I would assume that you like him more than Baker Mayfield. Yes.
Hold on. I like him. Don't like him more than Roethlisberger, who's really the quarterback.
Right. But let's go with this year.
Right. So that's fine.
Yes, you know, let's not go with Tua in 5 years. Okay. Let's go with this year. So we've already gotten to like six. Let's leave out Lamar Jackson.
I'll take Baker Mayfield over Garoppolo.
Fine. Jacksonville, Tennessee. I would take him over Brissett. You wouldn't. I would.
I would not.
I would take him over Brissett. I would take him over Winston any day of the week. I mean, I'd take everybody over Winston for sure.
You're right. He's around 14.
I would take him over Mitch Trubisky. I could keep going. Like it's
you're right.
And again, I think that when you put him up against any of the elite guys, it's like, wow, this guy is not an elite guy. But in terms of the scope of the NFL, remember, with 12 teams or 14 teams making the playoffs, that's what they are. And
well,
Joe,
all that
you're
matters
right.
Is
they're going to get to the playoffs. Mm-hmm. They're going to have a bye, and they are ripe for an upset. every game that they play. They're going to be, but they also could go all the way. They also could get to the Super Bowl.
I don't think they can. I don't think they can. I'm not saying you can't win a Super Bowl with Jimmy Garoppolo, because I think you can. That's how good I think this defense could be. And they did miss Quan Alexander too. Let's not pretend
Joe Flacco won a Super Bowl, bro. It can happen.
Oh, hey, dude. I mean, let's go back to the Ravens. All right, Trent Dilfer. You know what I mean? Like,
it can happen. But
think about how great that defense was. And I think the 49er defense is not quite that good, but certainly in terms of right now, that good. And I know we're running over here. I have bittersweet feelings about this game too, because I had so many Deebo Samuel shares, and I talked so much about him in the preseason, how good he was going to be. And unfortunately, because he wasn't being used and then he had some injuries, I had to cut him in half my leagues that I owned him. And it was great to see him go 8-for-112 last night. He was terrific. I know he had a key drop there that he shouldn't have, but other than that, it was a really good game.
Yeah, he's a good keeper league guy, but for this year, I don't think much. All right. Opening drive is coming up next. You're listening to Fantasy Sports Today. Don't go away.
NFL season is now upon us, and you can become the eighth person to win $1 million in a FanDuel or DraftKings tournament by setting their lineups using the DailyRotor.com DFS lineup optimizer. If you are playing daily fantasy sports and not using DailyRotor.com, you're doing it wrong. Sign up now for the NFL access with a faster optimizer, smarter DFS projections, and better results. Enter promo code ACTION for a 10% discount. That's promo code ACTION for a 10% discount. DailyRotor.com, where millionaires are made.
These days, it feels like we're on 24/7. Between work, friends, family, and a million things piling up left and right, the nonstop hustle has taken over. And it's kind of a lot. Sure, Rise and Grind is all fine and dandy, but sometimes you just need a moment to turn off and hit reset. That's when you reach for a Coors Light. It's literally made to chill. Coors Light is cold lagered, cold filtered, and cold packaged. It's as refreshing and crisp as the Colorado Rockies, perfect for a moment to unwind. You know it's time to chill when the mountains on the cans and bottles turn blue. So when you want to hit reset, reach for Coors Light, the only beer that is mountain cold refreshment, made to chill. Don't feel like running to the store? Get Coors Light in their new look, delivered straight to your door with Drizzly or Instacart. Coors Brewing Company in Golden, Colorado encourages you to celebrate responsibly.
What's up? I'm Laura Carenti.
And I'm Alexa Kristen. We're the co-hosts of Adlandia, the advertising industry's most thought-provoking podcast.
We are here with Lisa Bradner, GM of Analytics, and Teddy Jaudi, Head of Product from Yieldmo.
So we're here to talk with Lisa and Teddy about making attention actionable. Let's start from the top. What is Yieldmo?
Yieldmo is a next-generation marketplace powered by attention analytics, superior formats, and real-time data. We were really trying to say, how do we connect this ecosystem and make everything flow? I like to step back and say, all right, great, we've built the infrastructure, but let's talk about what we're putting through those pipes.
That's what we try to do at Yieldmo. Is we try to, you know, there's great technology out there. You can buy ads, serve them anywhere, but what is actually making an impact? And we focus on trying to allow marketers to see that.
Always have to be listening for that surprise signal that signals an opportunity you may not be thinking about. And our agile data structure allows our brands to work with us to do just that.
Be sure to follow us on Twitter at Adlandia Podcast and listen to Adlandia on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Then he pivots, fakes, chucks the big bomb halfway down the field to our hopefully still wide open tailback. I call it
Fantasy Sports Today with Craig Mish and Joe Pisapia. Fantasy Sports Today presents
first play from scrimmage.
The opening drive.
The first play of the game.
Cut the opening play and all the way for a touchdown.
And this is the opening drive on Fantasy Sports Today, coming off a wild Monday night football game. Believe it or not, it's like Craig Mish 24 hours of downtime starting now, and then I'll be right back at it tomorrow preparing for Thursday night, Friday night, Saturday. Oh my gosh, it never ends. Okay, let's get started with first down here. And we start off with baseball. Yordan Alvarez. Now, I'm not sure how you pronounce his name, because the GM and president of the Astros came on my show last year and said he wanted to be called Jordan, but everyone's still calling him Yordan. So, okay. He won the American League Rookie of the Year. Pete Alonso, Joe, wins the National League Rookie of the Year. Unanimous in the American League. Would have been unanimous in the National League, but a writer ended up taking Michael Soroka. and conveniently, immediately after the announcement was made, said, here's why I'm the one guy that didn't take Pete Alonso. So I would ask you, because I have a different perspective on this from covering baseball, but I would ask you, do you think legitimately the writer believed that Michael Soroka was the rookie of the year, or do you feel like this was look at me and why I didn't? How do you feel about that?
Well, I dug a little deeper on this morning, and I got his quote here. And his quote is, and this is, and let's call it, I mean, he's put his name out there. Do you want to not say his name?
Oh, you can. Who was it? Was it Baggerly?
It was Baggerly of the Athletic. Okay. That's
yeah.
who it was.
Okay. So, listen, these are all very highly qualified
people.
I always
wasn't sure if you were like,
I'm, listen, I know all of these people.
So I'm sure you do.
I'll treat them the way they treat me. Some of them treat me nicely. Some of them don't like me.
Who couldn't like me
when I'm breaking stories on the Giants manager job, and then these guys are not, you know, and then they feel like maybe they feel I shouldn't be doing it. But
bro, do your job better, bro.
It sucks to have somebody come in on your turf. I guess that's the bottom line.
Maybe you need to defend your turf better, bro. Work harder, bro. I just like saying bro. Anyway, here's the quotes here. While Alonso was bashing a record-setting number of 53 homers, Soroka was displaying another skill at an elite level. Hi, Mets fans. Please don't hate me for voting Mike Soroka. This is the name of the piece was, Hi, Mets fans. Please don't hate me for voting Mike Soroka over Pete Alonso for NL Rookie of the Year. He went on to write, basically, you know, that he was giving up 6.5% of home runs on fly balls, which led the major leagues. He was citing that major league average was just 10.9 and his just 6.5 in terms of home runs, which is like, okay, whatever, home runs. You know, Verlander gives up home runs, but he's still great. They were an MLB record 6,000 home runs last year, 6,776. He was also talking about he's 13-4, 2.68, and the Braves won the East, which I say, who cares? It's Rookie of the Year. It's an individual award. That means nothing. That's my problem. I tend to believe, because he was so prepared with this, that he knew he was making the wrong decision, and he knew the attention was going to be, I guess, attention, so he was going to take it. So the fact he was so prepared for this means to me that he really knew Pete Alonso should be the Rookie of the Year, and he did all of this homework to basically disprove that, and I think that was kind of lame. And Pete Alonso deserved to be unanimous. He's not. Who cares? He's Rookie of the Year. It doesn't matter. I don't get mad about this, but I get mad about people who don't vote for Ken Griffey Jr. for the Hall of
Fame. You're not mad about it.
He should be unanimous.
But didn't it's Andrew Baggerly. Didn't he accomplish his mission? We just talked for 2 minutes about him on the show, right?
He did. We could have not named him like Voldemort and Harry Potter, but I wasn't sure if you wanted me to.
He's a very good writer.
Right. He accomplished his mission. But you know what? The fact that he was so prepared to make the counter argument.
That's a little troubling. I agree.
Is basically
that's a little
to
troubling.
Me
that means he knew.
It tells
what
you
was
he
happen.
Knew it was wrong.
Yeah,
like he knew everyone's going to come at me for this, but I'm going to defend myself. But really, at the end of the day, if you have to defend yourself, are you right?
Yeah,
I don't know.
Look, it's a fair point.
You're a baseball man. You're a baseball man.
You're a baseball man.
Pete Alonso. I'm an Oil.
I would have voted for both guys that won. It wouldn't even been a question.
Okay, so same for me. I didn't think it was a question either, and I like Soroka. Don't get me wrong. I'm a big Soroka fan.
He's good, but he was not
the final dividing thing about, well, the Mets missed the playoffs. What the hell? Yeah.
No, that's insane.
Soroka doesn't even play every day. How about that? How about the fact that Soroka goes out there 30 times a year?
Mission accomplished, though, Joe. Here we are spewing about this. You know,
yeah,
I guess.
But we're spewing negative. And you know what? Do you believe that PR is better than no PR? Like, negative is better than no PR at all? I don't.
I think people will forget about this, and it'll be over. I think it's a what have you done, not for me, but what have you done lately world. And all the attention went toward him, and now he got what he wanted. And more clicks, by the way.
I guess, probably. I have a much bigger, my bigger issue is the Hall of Fame voting. Like, who's the moron?
Oh, okay, that's another day.
I know, but sits there and goes, nope, Ken Griffey Jr., not a Hall of Famer.
Like, well, again, it's a look at me. It's look at me, people. Yeah. All right, tight end's going to be an interesting scenario coming up this week because the best tight end in fantasy, Austin Hooper, may end up missing some time. Boy, that tight end on Seattle looked pretty good last night, I got to say.
He's
probably going to be, but probably he's off this week, so you'd be preparing for the future. But what do you feel about Hooper? Does Atlanta have anybody in-house there, like Tony Gonzalez? Can he play tight end?
I bet Tony Gonzalez can come back.
Boy, Atlanta, after a great win, may start getting throttled, huh? Losing Freeman and him?
You know, they'll hang my buddy Scott Bogman on the Black Book show yesterday goes, you know, he's got a conspiracy theory that they let the Falcons win. The Saints let the Falcons win just so they can keep Dan Quinn around for another year. So they can keep going in the division.
Yeah, his wish is not the command. That is not happening.
No, it's not for sure. But at the same time, it's a huge blow. I mean, you're looking out there at the waiver wire at tight end. I mean, you're back to the same group of Well, look, here's the good news. The good
Noah
news
Fant,
is
maybe?
Yeah, Noah Fant. You hit the nail on the head. I think you look at Noah Fant and you go, okay, maybe this is a guy on the upswing. I think Jason Witten, rather, another guy who's probably, you know, been dropped. You can make a case for Kyle Rudolph too, especially with Thielen not 100%.
Yeah, true.
So I'm like, it could be worse, but it ain't good. How's that?
No. Here's also something that's not good. Don Cherry, wildly popular hockey broadcaster, no longer fired after remarks about immigrants, saying, quote, "You people come here and enjoy our milk and honey. At least you could spend a couple bucks and buy a what for our veterans? A poppy?
Poppy. You know, the poppies, you know, like you wear for the veterans, the little red flowers. They wear the poppies. This was
always
a Veterans Day thing. Yeah.
Okay.
Like the poppy really matters whether or not you support the troops. You know, like that's what matters.
Gotcha. I mean, I feel like what happens here is this is, you know, he gets fired. He sits out a year and returns, you know, like, doesn't it feel like this is what happens? You make a stupid comment, you get punished for it, and then inevitably you resurface somewhere else. Right. No.
You know what? With this lunatic, I feel like they've been waiting to get rid. He's an institution because he's a goofball.
Right.
And he stopped being a good hockey commentator years ago. I have a lot of Canadian friends. And
I didn't know that. Yeah, I'm not
familiar with that. Yeah. They've told me for years about this guy. Okay. And I've watched a lot of his stupid things. And he's a character. He's a show. But the show's grown stale, and he's almost gotten himself axed once or twice anyway for some other stupid things.
Okay. Right.
So I think this was, they were looking for a shot. He finally went too far. And you know what the most frustrating thing is? The sentiment could have very easily been turned around had he had half a brain and said something like, and you know what? I encourage everybody, and we have a lot of immigrants who come to this country and children of immigrants who serve in our armed forces. And if you're new to this country, I ask you to go out there and buy a poppy today and support our troops because they are help protecting your freedom in this new country. He could have said something like that. But when you start saying things like "you people," the sentiment can be taken and you could kind of get your point across in a better way of communicating.
Oh, sure.
People like to sound tough, or they like to sound like, you know, just my country kind of nonsense. Not really our country anyway. No country, okay? You know, we're all here. So let's just make the best of it. And there's a lot of immigrants and a lot of sons and daughters of immigrants serving in the armed forces in America and in Canada. And you know what? For people new to this country, maybe they don't, you know, maybe it's nice to say, hey, this is what Veterans Day is here in this country. Here's how you can support it, instead of saying something negative. And I think it's always easy to go negative. And look, I guess it wasn't so easy after all, because now he's out of a job.
Yeah, I think it'll resurface. Okay, Disney Plus starts streaming today. Everyone's talking about this online. I know you're a big fan of the Avengers flicks.
Yes.
Do you already have your subscription for this? Will you get a subscription? What will be the outcome for Joe?
I don't have it yet. I will be getting it, though, because they are doing a new show about the continuation of Falcon and the Winter Soldier, which are characters from Marvel that my kids are very fond of. And since they're doing a series of that now and not a standalone film, I think I'm probably going to watch that. That's probably going to be very good. I know you're excited about The Mandalorian.
Yep, I'm going to get it tonight, I think. Yeah.
Is The Mandalorian already uploaded on there, or is it one of those things like, okay.
No, it's there. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I will probably get it in January when football stops. Like when football slows down, football coverage is over, and the baseball book is out January 1st for Black Book, I'll have time. I think if I get it before then, especially on the holidays, it's just going to be a waste of 20 bucks. Okay. Like I'm just never. How much is it? $9? Like Netflix?
It's $70 a year, I think, if I'm not mistaken. Something.
Okay.
Like that.
That's math you're asking me to do now. So, okay.
Yeah, forget that. All right. Coming up next, it's time to dive back into some fantasy football discussion. We're more than halfway through the fantasy season. Time to start giving out grades in the first round of the people you took in the first round of fantasy football. We'll be back after this.
Want to be the next Daily Fantasy Millionaire? Dunk on your NBA DFS competition with DailyRoto.com and dominate on FanDuel and DraftKings this season. Compete with the pros with DailyRoto.com, Optimizer, and the most accurate projections in NBA DFS, plus lineup alerts, breaking news, late swap support, and much more. Save 10% on winning NBA DFS advice with promo code DUNK. Visit DailyRoto.com/dunk to learn more.
So, Donald, I may have indulged a bit too much in the month of December. My energy's been lagging. My belt is definitely on its last notch from all of the eating.
Well, the holidays can do that to you, buddy. It makes you reach for quick fixes that have rough and lasting effects on your gut. Good thing we have GT Synergy Raw Kombucha to get your gut back on track.
That's right. It's those billions of probiotics that whip the gut back into balance. And those are naturally occurring probiotics, not the added fake kind.
Yeah. Well, GTs are naturally occurring because it's raw and fully fermented for 30 days.
No kidding. Just talking about it makes me want to grab a Trilogy flavor right now.
When you drink a kombucha, it means you love your guts because a healthy gut can help with less bloating, digestion support, boosted immunity, better mood, improved skin, and just your overall health. I've been drinking GT's Gingerberry since the new year to introduce more good bacteria to my system. GT himself told me that kombucha is its most potent and beneficial on an empty stomach.
Man, do I love GTs. I usually drink it in the afternoon to give me a little pick-me-up and treat myself.
Drink GT Synergy to show your gut that you love them. Better health is as simple as making a few small changes, and incorporating GTs is an easy one.
You can learn more about GTs at gtslivingfoods.com/loveyourguts and pick up a bottle at your local grocery store in the refrigerated section.
Hi, this is Bowen Yang here, and if you're as excited as I am about the upcoming fourth season of Search Party on HBO Max, then you'll want to tune in to Search Party, the podcast. I'm sitting down with the creators and stars of the dark comedy to delve deeper into the disturbing world inhabited by Dory, Drew, Elliot, and Portia. And to help us discuss Search Party's most prominent themes, we're inviting a very special celebrity fan to join each chat. Folks like Paul Scheer, Vanessa Bayer, Busy Phillips, Taryn Killam, and Kerry Brownstein, among many others. I couldn't be more excited to talk with these folks about one of my favorite shows on TV. So join us as we review classic moments, share behind-the-scenes anecdotes, and analyze the complex characters and unpredictable plot lines that make the series oh so much fun. Search Party Season 4 comes to HBO Max on January 14th. Meanwhile, be sure to subscribe to Search Party, the podcast, which premieres December 14th on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Fantasy Sports Today with Craig Mish and Joe Pisapia.
Welcome back. This is FST's Fantasy Sports Today here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Joe and I here with you. And just a quick programming update for those of you who are following along. Coming up for the Thanksgiving holiday, Joe and I will be off that day since the games start the same time as our show. So those of you in a few weeks from now looking for our programming, head on over to Zumo TV as Joe and the great team will be live at the FanDuel Sportsbook on game day of Thanksgiving. And then on Friday, Joe and I will be off as well. So those of you who are streaming the show, listening every day, just want to give you a heads up on that. But of course, you can follow us on Twitter at Craig Mish, at Joe Pisapia 17. If you ever have any fantasy questions, just send them along our way and we will certainly answer them. All right. First round of fantasy football. Now, look, everybody has a different first round and a view of the first round, Joe. So, I mean, look, there's some names I probably don't have in the first round that should be and some names that I should that shouldn't have been. But this is just kind of like going back in terms of average draft position. I may have missed a guy here, too, that should be in there. Connor was someone that I think was taken a lot in the first round, too, that I didn't put in here. But the first round of fantasy football, and here, and what I did is I chose to go through these, Joe, and give out a grade for each player. And again, I am judging the body of work, which includes quarterbacks being hurt, which includes injuries. It is the result of the fantasy football season based on the first round of fantasy football. So it's very easy to say, as an example, I believe that if Ben Roethlisberger were playing, I think Connor would have been much better. You know, and I don't think he would have been as good as where he was drafted, but I think he would have been much better. If Luck hadn't retired, I think players on the Colts would have been much better. But we are a results playing business, and I'm going to play the results. There is really no incomplete for me because you put your money down on something, you draft something, and then here you are 10 weeks later. You got to look at the results as to what the guys did. So running through it here with the top two, Joe, in every fantasy football draft, Saquon Barkley and McCaffrey, for me, were 1 and 2. Some people took McCaffrey 1. Most people took Barkley 1. I gave Barkley a C- for his season. I gave McCaffrey an A+. Any difference of opinion there? Would you give Barkley a better grade, worse grade?
I would not. Oh, well, first of all, I'd give CMC an A+ as well. He's been everything you could possibly want. I mean, anybody who's got a complaint, McCaffrey,
we would have to give the highest grade of all time for McCaffrey.
Yeah. And it's funny. It's almost hard to imagine you having CMC and not having a good team. But the team in flex in my division that has in my league, I should say, that has him is a sub 500 team. That's I don't know. I don't know how that happens. And it's a friend of yours, a real good friend that you've battled with in the past. Okay. But I think it's definitely an A plus for him. Saquon, I think C minus is right on. He's had a couple really good games, especially because in the PPR world, you know, when he catches six balls, eight balls in a game, that changes things significantly. So he hasn't had the giant rushing totals since the first 2 weeks of the season. He hasn't had more than 72 in a game. But I'm concerned that the injury could knock it that great down.
Oh, yeah.
To a
I
D
think it's going
to,
oh, for sure.
Or even
worse. Oh, yeah. By the end of the season, I think it will be. I don't think there's any chance he plays in your Super Bowl if you get there.
Well, that's the whole thing. It's if he doesn't make, if you don't have him, number one, what are the chances that you have him for the fantasy playoffs? And number two, what are the chances that your fantasy playoff relevant considering how much time he's missed? It's hard because of the investment. It's a C minus right now. It's a hard C minus with maybe a D on the horizon.
Could be. All right. Ezekiel Elliott, I have number three overall. I gave him a B.
Yeah. Yeah. I'll give him a B plus just because he did not have the, you know, the full off season of being there in training camp. And I do think that kind of always seems to put guys off a little bit in terms of their preparation. And I'll tell you what, I've always feel good about the floor, but yeah, B plus splitting hairs is stupid.
Okay. Alvin Kamara, I gave a C. I thought he was great the first 5 weeks. He slowed down, got hurt. But I think overall, when you look at it, he's right in the middle. He didn't really grade out. He did not grade out as where you drafted him. But again, if you had him in the first 5 weeks of the fantasy season, he produced a lot. And he seems to still be catching passes. So I gave him a C.
Yeah, this is a tough one, too. I feel like this is a hard one to grade because if I asked you how many times Alvin Kamara had 20 points this season, how many, what would you say?
Two?
One.
Yeah.
Just the one. I mean, that's kind of brutal. I mean, it's, you know, you draft these guys because they're the guys who are supposed to win you weeks. And I feel like Alvin Kamara this year has won you probably 2 weeks on his own. I think two.
Well, if you give Barkley a C minus, you can't go lower than the C minus for Kamara. I mean, it's basically the same guy in terms of playing time and points.
Yeah, I mean, it's fine. I don't think I would go lower. I think I'll give him the C minus along with Barkley. Because the other issue, too, is he's got somebody there with Latavius Murray where I almost wonder if they're better off going back to the same kind of thing of, hey, you know, you're Mark Ingram now, Latavius Murray. You're not going to get 75% of Ingram's share. You're going to get 100% of what Ingram had. And maybe that is the best version of Alvin Kamara. I don't know. I guess we'll find out in a couple weeks. But there's going to be a massive correction this week because they play the Buccaneers. So look out. Okay.
Yeah. DeAndre Hopkins gave a C plus. Boy, this could have been an F a couple of weeks ago, but at least he's started to come on a little bit, Joe. But there's like five guys that you could have taken ahead of him at wide receiver and done better.
Yeah, you could have. I mean, certainly. Look, this is the difficult thing because you look at it and you go, OK, Juju, there were some questions about Julio. He's great, but there's always those weird foot injuries and leg injuries he's dealt with. And then there was Michael Thomas, and you had to basically choose Michael Thomas, Davante Adams, who had been so consistent week in, week out last year, which is incredible game log last year from him. And then there's Hopkins. And Hopkins, I think, to me, was still my number one on the board. I have no regrets about it. But you're right. It's been disappointing. Of late, it's gotten a bit better. The 9 for 106, the 11 for 109, certainly traveling in the better direction than last week, before the bye, 8 for 48, but he had the touchdown there. So it's the four touchdowns that are dragging along. If he shows up in the second half
he could be an A in the end. Yeah, he still has a chance. But right now, the body of work tells you. He had 3 weeks, Joe, of like almost.
Don't look at it. Right now, he's had 9 games. Guess how many catches he has?
60.
68.
Yeah, it's not
so
bad.
Basically, right. You've been missing the touchdowns. He went for 6 weeks without a touchdown. And I think that's what really, really killed the value. Now, if he has 6 touchdowns here at the end of the year to the 4 he's already got and he comes out with 10, well, that's an A minus. Right there.
Le'Veon Bell, shockingly, I gave a B. I mean, I don't know what to say. The guy somehow gets 10 points every week. He's healthy every week. It's not pretty, but he's getting points like every week. Like, I don't know how it happens, but in comparison to the rest of the first round, he's been fine. I mean, I don't know what else there is to say. He's not sexy. He's not fun. He's not winning you anything, but he shows up. And at the end of the week, you have 10 points.
I feel like you have to grade this one on a curve because of the Jets. Is that fair? Because the Jets were
better,
so bad.
Better
first
or
month.
Worse? I don't know.
I think you are more favorable to him because it was such a bad situation for him in the beginning. But in terms of all purpose yardage, When you look at it, when you look up right now after nine games, Le'Veon Bell has 449 rushing yards and 276 receiving yards. So you don't want to double that necessarily. But look, if he comes away with 500 receiving yards on the year and 900 rushing yards and a 1400 all-purpose season, that's great. We'll take that.
Crazy that that's that.
Good. You know, the problem is, again, how many touchdowns total? Three.
Yeah, and not a lot, but in comparison to the rest of the running backs, you really couldn't have grabbed six guys ahead of him and felt good about it. Even
Le'Veon Bell, you nailed it. He is right now. He is not going to be the guy he was with the Steelers. He's going to be a more boring version, but still a steady all-purpose version.
Points, yeah,
he's a PPR running back. That's
David Johnson, who came in somewhere around pick 7-10, one of the worst picks of all in the
F.
first round. Yeah, and not even no upside. Looks horrible. I think he's done. I said yesterday on the show, I'm telling you, obviously you don't hear what the coaches say. I thought Kingsbury went to the offensive coordinator after he fumbled and said, don't put him in again. That's what it looked like. And he didn't play it down. He didn't play it down after that. So,
well, very
sad, like Gurley, very sad ending to a brief stardom type career.
Next year, where does he have to fall for you to take him?
Zero off the board.
Off the board.
He'd have to be on another team.
Well, I think he's going to be on another team next year. Let's say he's on another team. Let's say he's fighting for a starting job. Back is good.
Don't like it. Don't like it.
Eighth round.
He's like a girly for me. No, there's always a spot.
That's what I mean. There's always a spot. Craig, there's always a price.
It would be
the million-dollar man of fantasy. There's always a price.
Yeah, very far. Devontae Adams, C-, encouraged last week. Overall, the last month has been a complete disaster. He hasn't played. He hasn't done anything.
If he has a good playoff run here, I think this ends up being a B+.
Could be. Right now, C-.
But I feel like, and I've been saying this, I feel like I'm yelling into space here, but I just don't think the Packers are the same. LaFleur has changed what they do, and it's probably for the best because at the end of the day, they're getting W's. And it's more about Aaron Jones, and it's more about running the football. It's more about Aaron Rodgers making throws when he needs to instead of pressing. And it's getting W's, so who can argue with it?
Joe Mixon gets a D, one good game all year, last week, pretty much, right?
If they turn around and he
right now is a D. Okay, that's what I want.
I'm trying to think of where he could save himself to. He might be able to salvage a C+ with a strong finish in PPR. Because if he's going to get a lot of looks now and realize Bernard's out too, there's nobody else there. It's just him. So I think he could salvage a C+. Rest of the year, Joe Mixon or Todd Gurley, we're going to get to that later on the show. That's a little tease for you.
Julio Jones, I thought, looked like he was having a horrible season, but then I looked at it and he's actually doing fine. I gave him a B.
Oh, he's great. No.
He's fine. He's not an A, but he's certainly right. He's having a good season. Odell Beckham, F. Anything else to add?
No, I would go B+ for Julio Jones, and I'll go D- for Odell. I'm not ready to fail him yet.
All right.
Failure. David Johnson's a failure.
Odell Beckham's a failure, man. I mean, it's been so bad. I guess
does he have on the year?
50?
He has... Hold on here. Odell Beckham Jr. So you say 50, 44. Okay, so it'd be more.
Wow.
44 for 632 yards. That's where he's at right now.
That is horrible.
How many touchdowns? Uno. Uno touchdowns. Yeah, no,
it's an F for me. Michael Thomas on the end will put A+. That's it.
A plus with a bullet. Can you give him A++? The fact that he had 20 plus points in a game where his offense scored 9, he basically had double plus. 2.5 times his team's total. Unbelievable.
He's fantastic. And usually they have another guy. They've always had another guy. They've had Cooks. They've had Colston. They've had, always the secondary type guy that has been a big part of their Joe Horn.
Nobody can stop him.
No, he's the best receiver playing right now in the NFL. All right, we'll take a quick time out. It's time for a little Florida Man coming up next. Don't go away.
NFL season is now upon us, and you can become the 8th person to win $1 million in a FanDuel or DraftKings tournament by setting their lineups using the DailyRoto.com DFS Lineup Optimizer. If you are playing daily fantasy sports and not using DailyRoto.com, you're doing it wrong. Sign up now for the NFL access with a faster optimizer, smarter DFS projections, and better results. Enter promo code ACTION for a 10% discount. That's promo code ACTION for a 10% discount. DailyRoto.com, where millionaires are made.
Are you a Henry? It stands for high earner, not rich yet. It means that despite earning a six-figure income, you're struggling to amass any meaningful nest egg. our friends at The Motley Fool can help. Since 1993, they've been providing investment advice, helping members build the financial future they envision. To kickstart your 2021 financial goals, they're offering five of their favorite stock picks for free. Realizing you're a Henry? Remember the not rich yet part. You can do it, and The Motley Fool can help. Visit fool.com/bestbets.
It's no secret that our current healthcare system is broken. We're often taught to avoid the doctor unless we're already sick. This is where Forward comes in. Forward doctors deliver personalized insights to put you on the path to better health. And they're based right here in the San Francisco Bay Area. Forward doctors actually spend time listening and getting to know you. Using real-time blood results and genetic analysis, they build a preventative plan with you to mitigate any health risk. And the best part? Forward doctors make it easy by guiding you through small changes to your lifestyle today to achieve long-term results. With the latest technology and tools, Forward's high-caliber team of doctors deliver cutting-edge preventative care. Whether it's finding the root cause of a new problem, managing a condition, or building a plan to achieve your wellness goals, at Forward, your healthiest self is just around the corner. Better yet, Forward doctors help you find exactly what your genes say about your health. It's time to listen to what your body is telling you. Go to GoForward.com today to get the insights you need to put you on the path to better health. That's GoForward.com.
Fantasy Sports Today with Craig Mish and Joe Pisapia. And now it's time on Fantasy Sports Today to see what's going on in the Sunshine State with Florida Man.
And welcome back. It is Fantasy Sports Today. It is a Tuesday, and you know what that means. It means it's time to fire up a few Florida Man stories, things that happen in the state of Florida. I actually forgot to send you a video. I got video of right before our Little League game, all the iguanas running all over the place. I got to send that to you.
No, come on. How did you not send me the iguanas?
I did it for you, and I never sent it. Yeah.
I want to see the iguanas, the running of the iguanas, which is, do you guys like dress up in all white and have like the red sashes and they
there
chase
it is.
You?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. No, huge iguanas, by the way, running around too. But anyway,
that's the freaky dude.
All right, so let's get started here. We got four stories to provide to you for Florida Man on the segment today. We do this every Tuesday, by the way. Okay, this is in West Palm Beach, about 45 minutes an hour for me. Authorities have identified a man they say that was hunting hogs when he was attacked by an alligator. The Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission on Sunday said 46-year-old James Boyce of Palm Beach suffered a substantial bite to his leg while hunting wildlife management area on Saturday. They said that the alligator was reported to be about only 10 feet long. Wow. Palm Beach Post reports the office, another man pulled him to safety in a swamp buggy. But the bottom line is he was somehow, and I've never heard of this, about hunting for hogs in Florida. This is a new one for me, and then got bit by an alligator, Joe. So word to the wise, watch out again for these gators.
Okay. Hold on. I got to process. There's a lot to process here. And I never look at these ahead of time because I always want the genuine reaction.
Surprised. Yeah.
I want everyone to feel my genuine confusion, bewilderment, all of these things all at once. So first off, hog hunting. This is a thing. I mean, I've heard of boar hunting, but I didn't know Florida had boars necessarily running around, or they were like in the wild.
I guess so.
Or did he lose one of his hogs and he was trying to hunt it down?
No, he was hunting for hogs in Florida. I've never heard of this before. So,
and where in Florida can you hunt for hogs? This is in Palm Beach Gardens?
I guess so.
Where the hell is that? West Palm Beach, Florida?
Yeah, that's not far from me.
Of course, nothing is far from you, which really, again, you need. I hope you have a good life insurance program. That's all I hope. I hope you have a really nice policy because Florida is a very dangerous place for you and for everybody. You should really think about
never move to Florida.
No, never. I'm going to come visit, but I'm never going to move there. Okay, so he was hunting hogs. And now I guess my other question is 10 feet long. You seemed kind of perplexed by the size. Is 10 feet long?
I was kidding around. That is a big gator.
Okay. Okay, you were joking. I don't know. I don't know what to think anymore. You've ruined me for Florida now.
10 feet, so 10 I don't foot know, is, like, a, is a good size. Yeah,
yeah, you're like, size. Whatever, 10-foot alligator. Not 10-foot alligator
about
to me.
It, Joe. I mean, neither of us are 6 feet. So, I mean, this is a 10-footer. Yeah.
I know. Well, I also don't have a tail. I don't know. I can't speak for you.
Oh, yeah, fair. Okay, no, I had mine gone in 2008. Yeah, 2008, nice. I had it removed. Yeah,
that's nice. Did you?
All right,
it?
Next story. Next story, please. South Daytona man already on probation violated his probation by burglarizing the probation office, Joe. So South Daytona, not close to me. You'll feel good about that. About 3 hours away. But I suppose that if you're on probation, Joe, the worst thing you could possibly do is violate the actual probation office. But this guy decided that this was something that he wanted to do this past week.
He caused more than $1,000 worth of damage, it says here. And I'm just trying to think, what do you steal from probation office? That's like, there's not a lot of cash floating around there. We steal like a coffee mug, like a coffee maker. What do you think is in that office that has any value? Or basically, okay, all right. I guess what that he thought, I'm going to break in, steal my paperwork, and then somehow there won't be, like, computers don't exist. They won't have a backup about me. Like, that doesn't exist. I don't.
Sounds right, understand.
I don't know, man. This is a failure in our education system. That's what this is for sure. But yeah, I mean, I know how I'm going to get out of probation by stealing the file. They'll never know I exist. This is low end criminal stuff. Very, very low end here.
It's Florida.
He seems like a very unhappy fellow from the picture too.
Yeah.
He seems like he just lost Austin Hooper for the year on the fantasy team. Like that's what he's got, like, man, he's like, kind of looks like
Hooper.
That.
I'm done. Yeah.
Man, Hooper caught a touchdown last week.
Okay. Next Florida man story. A Florida man accused of stealing over $1,000 worth of merchandise from Walmart was arrested Thursday in Sarasota County. I used to live in Sarasota County years ago.
Of course you did.
Cody Pierce wasn't happy about his mugshot being posted on the DeSoto County Facebook page after police named him a suspect in the theft. So he took to social media in hopes to get the picture removed. He says, first of all, I have money and it's all legit and accounted for. I do not need to steal. And I have a lawyer just for situations like this, Pierce said in a message to local police, especially since everything me and my father have done for this area. Now I'd appreciate you removing my picture, nor was I part of any connection. He added his lawyer was hungry for a case of slander and defamation of character. The DeSoto County Sheriff's Office responded to him on Facebook by telling Pierce they would happily remove his current mugshot and replace it with his booking photo if he swung by the office. Cody, thanks for your response. Our agency is glad you understand that we're looking for you. If you'd like to come on into the sheriff's office, we'd be glad to remove your current photo and replace it with your, in caps, booking photo from the police. Sheriff's office posted an update Wednesday announcing that Pierce was arrested after taking up on their offer. Florida man, right there, Joe.
This might be, I don't understand what makes people want to tattoo their heads and faces. I can almost get the neck. I'm like, all right, whatever, the neck thing, fine. But once you go above the ears, I don't get it at all. But this is terrific. And he actually went in there and was like, yep, I'm going to go downtown to the police and take care of that thing because I don't like it. And then there's the other photo. Now, the question is, which photo do you like better? I actually think the original photo is a more flattering photo of him. The beard looks tight in that photo.
I do. I like the second one.
You like this? The second one's the beard or the second one's without the beard here? Well, maybe I'm confusing them.
I kind of like the beard one.
Yeah, which I assume is the original. I'm reading it left to right because the right one looks like he's wearing orange or something. like he's been booked already. You know, he's kind of like got this smug look on his face like, yep, I made a stupid decision here. Yep, that was pretty dumb. But good job by them.
All right. I finally dug deep here for this one for you. This took me about 2 minutes as opposed to taking no minutes. I got a Florida woman story here for you, Joe. It took all year long, but we finally came up with one here.
Equal opportunity fun. That's what I want.
Yes. Florida woman accused of setting fire to her boyfriend's home after catching him with another woman. A woman in Pensacola, again, nowhere near to me. This is like living in another country, by the way. Arrested Thursday and charged with first degree arson, Pensacola News reported. She was being held in the Escambia County Jail in lieu of $25,000 bond, according to arrest report of the Florida Bureau of Fire, Arson, and Explosive Investigations. A fire was reported at an unoccupied residence around 9 a.m. November 7th. Moore was standing in the driveway of the home when the firefighters arrived.
So that was very like Angela Bassett style. Like she's just out there just setting things on fire and she knows it. She burned it down. Yeah. I mean, obviously this is a woman scorned, I would imagine, by the boyfriend. I'm just guessing. And she certainly looks like she is unhappy in this photo. She is not having a good day, and she wanted credit for burning it down. And that, you know what? I give her credit for standing out there in front and being like, yep, I did this. This is me. I set this joint on fire. It's all me. You remember when the girl from TLC, when Left Eye Lopez burned down Andre Rison's house?
I do.
Now, that is a little bit later. Yeah, that is a little bit more upsetting because that was a mansion and a beautiful house. I don't know what this house is, but I guess, you know, everyone's home is their home. But have you ever made a woman so mad that she wanted to burn your house down?
No, I have not. No,
I don't think I have either.
No,
you know, I don't think I have. But it's nice that we can, you know, also get a little equal opportunity here because I know there's some crazy women, not just the men.
Yeah, we threw that in there.
We did. I know at the top of the show, too, you were because we were, you know, going on the Seahawks and all the other stuff because I think we're out of Florida men stuff. But Tyler Lockett was hospitalized after that game. I think that was the allusion at the top of the hour. You were given about the injury. So what's the latest on that? Because that is a huge injury here for Tyler Lockett and fantasy.
Yeah, I mean, I'm reading the same thing that you are today. So I'm guessing that, you know, on full-time fantasy coming up in about an hour from now, they'll have more of an update there, Joe. But
yeah, pretty severe situation.
It looks like he's going to play. They're on a bye. So, I mean, he could come back hypothetically in 2 weeks. We just don't know.
Yeah. Now, how much is that looming now with the Josh Gordon acquisition? Who?
Oh, I am not. You know what? I need a wide receiver. One of my leagues, I got pretty much knocked out last week. Had 125 points. I mean, you start Brian Hill and you start Lamar Jackson and you lose, you know that this is not your year. I mean, that's basically it. I mean, that's what frustrates me about this. Now I'm 4-6 and 7-6, I don't think gets me in. But in the other league that I'm playing, in the Phillies league, we are great. We're in really good shape. I think we have the best team in the league overall. We won the Marlins League last year. I think we have a shot to win this, but we could use some depth at wide receiver because our wide receivers are not great. Let me take a look here just to be sure. I know we have Allen Robinson. That's like the second guy that we're playing.
He's been so steady, man. He's been so good.
And we also have Diggs. Okay, so those are the two guys, but no one on the bench. We do not have a single wide receiver. Nope, we do not on the bench. So we're going to need to, and this is something that we were talking about last night, that we're going to need to either make a trade or pick up a wide receiver for depth. But I don't think I'm in on Gordon, man. Like, I think of David Moore.
Gordon played 28. I'm doing it. Well, look, he played 28 of the 74 snaps. The two balls that he caught were both big third down catches. So that's the only, you know, if you think, okay, well, there's a little bit of confidence there. I mean, you can't ask a lot of a guy at first, you know, week into an offense.
I'm just not in on him, man. I'm not.
I don't blame you, but what are the other options? I guess that's
David Moore. I like David Moore.
No, but I mean, you have to have a guy from Seattle. Is anybody else on the waiver wire? Or?
Yeah, we're looking. Well,
I mean, I assume Debo's not out there.
The guy who has Cook, the guy who has Cook is constantly offering us players from Madison. So I think we're gonna pull the trigger this week.
Well, I don't know about Cook being cleared anytime soon either. That does not sound like a good situation. So make sure you do your homework there. He's been out. Cook, you know, Brandon Cook? Cooks. Oh, Dalvin Cook. Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you guys.
Yeah, no. Madison, Brandon Dalvin Cooks. Cook. Yeah, the guy wants to back up Cook with Madison for the playoffs. Apologies.
I thought you said Cooks.
And I think at this point he's got a bye. So, he offered Crowder. We turned it down. But we're gonna
I'd take that in a second right now if I were you.
Yeah, but you know who we want more? I looked at it. John Brown. John Brown is super consistent, man.
Is it a full point PPR?
Yeah.
I would take Crowder.
No way. Look at Brown's numbers.
I looked. They did it all yesterday. You can't compare Crowder's game log to Brown's because Crowder just got, when Crowder's with Darnold is what you have to look at. And the target volume there's been enormous. I'm not saying Brown's bad. I'm saying is either one I would do that deal. So you can ask for Brown, but if you don't get Brown, I think Crowder's where to go.
Yeah, I think we're going to ask for Brown. And he wouldn't play for us, but he would be like ready to go just in case we would need him. I think that's the plan.
The search for the belt is alive because I am now 9-1. Wow. I think I'm basically in flex now, locking up. And I played the best team in my opinion, the best team in the league is Jen Ryan's from Football Diehards. Her team is absolutely loaded with talent. And, she had Lockett too, so the fact that
that's a big unable, loss.
So that was a big loss there for her. But she's got Amari Cooper, she's got Lockett, she has an absolutely tremendous team here. So the only loss I have is to Elliot Christ from TQE, and that was by one, actually less than a point. It was less than a point, and it came down to at the end there. It was a Patriots defense that night. We were going head to head. and he had James White, and I had the Patriots defense, and he just eked out a victory there with the 1 point. And so otherwise it would be undefeated, but I'm afraid, because I don't want to be one of these teams that has a great regular season record, then you're out of the playoffs. I don't want to be that guy.
Nobody does, Joe. Nobody does. All right, we got to take a quick timeout. We got the best of the first hour coming up next, then hour number two of Fantasy Sports Today. Don't go away.
Want to be the next Daily Fantasy Millionaire? Dunk on your NBA DFS competition with DailyRoto.com and dominate on FanDuel and DraftKings this season. Compete with the pros with DailyRoto.com, Optimizer, and the most accurate projections in NBA DFS, plus lineup alerts, breaking news, late swap support, and much more. Save 10% on winning NBA DFS advice with promo code DUNK. Visit DailyRoto.com/dunk to learn more.
What do we mean by sales disruptors? Well, it's today's business leaders sharing their experience on how they manage through change, like...
So this is a great opportunity to sharpen your tools. In a down market where you're not making a lot of big changes, there's an opportunity to go back and clean up things that need attention. Everything has wear and tear, so there's a great opportunity to go back and get caught up.
Tune in to Sales Disruptors, an Exactly podcast on Spotify or wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts. When markets change, leaders must reinvent. We all know that's more important than ever. Sales Disruptors is a brand new podcast from Exactly, the global leader in helping businesses reinvent the way they manage sales. Join us for candid conversations with global business leaders on how to thrive no matter what the market throws at you. Sales Disruptors. Download today on Spotify or wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
Fantasy Sports Today with Craig Mish and Joe Pisapia.
Welcome back to Fantasy Sports Today. As we wrap up the first hour of the show, here's what you missed. I gave Barkley a C- for his season. I gave McCaffrey an A+. Any difference of opinion there? Would you give Barkley a better grade, worse grade?
I would not. Oh, well, first of all, I'd give CMC an A+ as well. He's been everything you could possibly want. I mean, anybody who's got a complaint
about Christian McCaffrey. We would have to give the highest grade of all time for McCaffrey.
Yeah, and it's funny. It's almost hard to imagine you having CMC and not having a good team, but the team in flex in my division that has him, is a sub 500 team. I don't know how that happens. And it's a friend of yours, a real good friend that you've battled with in the past. Okay. But I think it's definitely an A+ for him. Saquon, I think C- is right on. He's had a couple really good games, especially because in the PPR world, you know, when he catches six balls, eight balls in a game, that changes things significantly. So he hasn't had the giant rushing totals since the first 2 weeks of the season. He hasn't had more than 72 in a game. But I'm concerned that the injury could knock it that great down.
Oh, yeah. I think it's going to. Oh, for sure.
Or even an F.
Worse. Oh, yeah. By the end of the season, I think it will be. I don't think there's any chance he plays in your Super Bowl if you get there.
Well, that's the whole thing. It's if he doesn't make, if you don't have him, number one, what are the chances that you have him for the fantasy playoffs? And number two, what are the chances that your fantasy playoff relevant considering how much time he's missed? It's hard because of the investment. It's a C- right now. It's a hard C- with maybe a D on the horizon.
And we'll be right back with more Fantasy Sports Today, hour number two, if you're listening live, or if you're listening on demand. This is FNTSY Radio, Craig Mish, Fantasy Sports Today.
At CarMax, we're pretty flexible with how you can buy a car. If you'd rather scroll through 50,000 cars instead of walking the lot, go for it. If you want to see how a car smells on the lot before you buy it, by all means. Hey, we all have our things. Want the whole thing to come to you without ever leaving home? Buy online. Compare how the speakers sound when playing your favorite mix? Yep, visit our lot. And if you want to browse a little on the lot and in select markets have it delivered at home, we're certainly not stopping you. CarMax, the way it should be.
These days, the hustle's nonstop. When you need to unwind, reach for a Coors Light. It's the only beer that's literally made to chill. Coors Light is cold lagered, cold filtered, and cold packaged. You know it's time to chill when the mountains on the cans and bottles turn blue. Don't feel like running to the store? Get Coors Light delivered straight to your door with Drizzly or Instacart. So kick back with Coors Light. It's mountain cold refreshment made to chill. Coors Brewing Company in Golden, Colorado, encourages you to celebrate responsibly.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Chumba. Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
Terms and conditions apply.
With Car Guru's Discover, you can skip the filters and describe what you're looking for in your own words. Simply type what you want, and Car Guru's Discover instantly surfaces real listings that match your exact needs. It's no wonder Car Guru's is the number one most visited car shopping site, according to SimilarWeb's estimated traffic data. Buy or sell your next car today with Car Guru's at CarGurus.com. Go to CarGurus.com to make sure your big deal is the best deal. That's CarGurus.com. CarGurus.com.